Proclamation number 5648, dated the April 11th, 1953. Earthly destiny corresponds to will. I am a father to all of you, and thus it will also be understandable to you that I grant my fatherly love to each one of my children, and that I have the destiny of each one at heart. That I myself lead every child by the hand until it is able to walk on its own, until it is matured into a being that is like me, until it is so closely united with me and thus thinks and acts according to my will. Every being's development was delineated an eternity ago, but this does not mean that it has to follow this process without will. Rather, my wisdom recognized the process which corresponded to the being's will and offers the greatest opportunities to guide it to me. I foresaw both the resistance as well as the lessening of resistance in every being, and my plan of salvation adapted itself to this will. The being lacks the past memory of the blissful state at the beginning as well as of its fall into the abyss. Consequently, its will can make a completely free decision as to the direction it takes. It is not influenced by me in any way. Yet my love and wisdom always place the being into circumstances conducive for its change of will. It can very easily make the right decision but is not forced to do so. I myself will never complicate a being's process of development, because my love for that which emerged from me is infinite, and because this love only ever yearns for the return of the beings to me. Thus I will always make it easy for the being to find the right path to me. I also foresaw the failures an eternity ago. I foresaw my living creation's renewed apostasy from me, which time and again requires ever new opportunities in order to reach my goal one day. But even these failures are taken into account and won't hamper me from implementing my salvation process. They merely prolong it and demand more effective means, and sooner or later they will certainly lead to the goal. Therefore, the way a person's destiny on earth turns out always corresponds to my eternal plan of salvation, since I have also known his will for eternity and always take effect according to this will. Thus earthly life approaches the person as is favorable towards changing his will and turning it towards me. As the father of my children, I also truly know their every nature and must therefore treat each one of my children differently in order to win them over for me, in order to gain their love. For it is my goal that they grant me their love, and therefore I won't compel them but will allow them their freedom, since compulsion can only result in obedience out of fear but never in obedience out of love. However, I yearn for my children's love and therefore never lose patience, even if my plan of return takes a long time. I will always take my living creation's will into account, yet one day it will freely choose me, one day its love for me will break through. My living creation will subordinate its will to mine. It will ask for my love, and my fatherly love will draw the child to itself and never ever let go of it again. Amen.